This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The annual television extravaganza known as the Upfronts started today in New York. Networks throwing big parties to introduce their fall schedules, and they hope, in the process, convincing advertisers to part with something like $9 billion in ad spending. But the upfronts come at a time when the television business is changing, and maybe not in a good way for those networks. Warren Littlefield knows from television. He used to be president of NBC Entertainment. Mr. Littlefield, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What do you think of the upfronts? Is that a good way for them to do business, the networks?
They've adjusted themselves a bit. There's approximately $20 billion up for grabs, so you better show some showmanship.
I get that, but they throw these big parties, they roll out the pilots and the stars and all this stuff, and then 6 months on, you know, 87% of these pilots wind up getting canceled. What kind of way is that to do business?
Well, a lot of young is led to slaughter. There's no question about that. Really, their pitch this week in New York will be, advertisers, if you want to sell, then you must come to us.
I wonder whether audiences don't care much about anymore about where their show is, whether it's network or cable or Hulu or Aereo, to mention a dirty word in the name of broadcast. Yeah, I know, right? And we'll get there in a minute. But I mean, they just want the content, right? And just give it to me, man.
I think that's true. But I think more and more it becomes a strategy of really who are they as a network. And a consistent view of who you are tends to pay off.
Do you think so, really? Because my guess would be that viewers don't care who the heck the networks are. They just want the shows, man. I want my Good Wife, and I want my Mad Men, and I want it when I want it, where I want it, and I don't care who you think you are.
Well, my DVR knows me quite well.
Yeah.
But I think if you look at a network like CBS, they're not the youngest, they're not the hippest, but that consistency of vision is what they're going to tout when they go out there this week.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because your old network, NBC, had its upfront today, and the network name I was reading most in the NBC upfront write-ups was CBS.
Yes, well, NBC, certainly, they have a lot to prove, but right in the middle of the year, when they say goodbye to the NFL, then they've got a big boost with the Olympics, and hopefully they'll be able to take advantage of that.
He says, fingers crossed, right?
Exactly.
All right. Just quickly on this Aereo thing, this new startup company that will record things over the air and then play it back for you whenever basically you want it. How slow do you think network television has been in adapting to the new technology and new business models?
I think networks have been like the music industry where they feared change. They do have reach. They still have muscle. They're not dead yet. However,
that is not a resounding endorsement.
Well, look, while they still have that circulation, you know, 10 million viewers for an average show up against a cable model, that's still a very good number. That's a very good reach. So they have to take that and say, how else are we going to bond with the audience? How are we going to offer our vision will become the favorite show in the same way that I suspect you and I reach out for some of our cable hits.
How do you get your television? Are you a DVR guy? Are you a Hulu guy? Are you a Netflix guy?
Live sports, I watch the way it was intended, live. Otherwise, I'm going to my DVR, and that DVR is screaming at me every night saying, Warren, it's time. Take a look.
Warren Littlefield used to be the president of NBC Entertainment. He's now producing Fargo for FX. Mr. Littlefield, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
My pleasure.